以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada 所说的讲座，内容《博伽梵歌原义》第六章，世界十一到二十一，时间1966年9月7日，地点纽约。
In India, there are some selected places, very sacred places, and the yogis generally they go there and.Sit there alone in a sacred place and, as prescribed in the Bhagavad Gita and perform there.
在印度有些特别挑选的地方，非常神圣的地方，一般来说瑜伽师到那里去独自坐在神圣的地方，像《博伽梵歌》里规定的那样练习。
Yoga asana cannot be executed in a public place, so that in assembly.
Yoga Asana 不能在一个公众的场所或者聚众的练习。
Now so far, this Kirtan is concerned, just like we have performed just now Kirtan. This is called Sankirtan.
至于 Kirtan, 我们刚刚进行了 Kirtan, 这被称为 Sankirtan.
Sankirtan means, Bhavi Militva Kirtayati Iti Sankirtanam.
Sankirtana 的意思是 Bahubir Militva Kirtayati Iti Sankirtanam.
When we sit down, many people together.
我们坐下来有许多人在一起。
When Lord Chaitanya was performing this Kirtan ceremony 500 years before, he had in each group 16 persons taking part.In Kirtan, and thousands of people are singing with them.
在五百年前，祖 Chaitanya 进行 Kirtan 仪式的时候，他要求每组有十六个人进行 Kirtan， 而有成千上万的人和他一起的唱。
Now, this participation in the Kirtan is very easily possible.
参加 Kirtan 是非常容易做到的。
But so far, the yoga system is concerned.That is required any very secluded and sacred place, silent.
但至于练习瑜伽系统，那要求有非常僻静的地方，神圣的地方，非常寂静。
That is required.
这是要求的。
It is clearly said here that Suchau Deshe Pratisthapva Siram Siram Asanam Atmanah.One has to place himself in a sacred place, in a silent place. Then yoga system is possible.
这里清楚地说到，一个人应该处于一个神圣的地方、寂静的地方，那样的话有可能练习瑜伽。
Now, comparatively, at the present moment, if you have to practice yoga, then strictly, according to the rules and regulations,You have to leave your home. You have to go out in a secluded place, in a sacred place, and there you have to execute the performance of meditation and yoga.
那么在现在这个时候，如果你要练习瑜伽，严格的来说，按照那些规范守则，你应该离开你的家庭，到一个僻静的地方，到一个神圣的地方，在那里你可以练习冥想和瑜伽。
At home it is not possible.
在家里是不可能的。
So far, Bhagavad Gita is concerned, it is a book of authority.
这部《博伽梵歌》是一本权威的书籍。
It is recommended here that you should find out a place, suitable place for executing yoga.
在这里推荐说，你应该找到一个合适的地方练习瑜伽。
But here, this is also yoga.
但是我们在这儿，这也是瑜伽。
This is called Bhakti Yoga. Shravanam Kirtanam.
这被称为 Bhakti Yoga. Shravanam Kirtanam.
Bhakti Yoga, they have got 9 different processes.
Bhakti Yoga 有九种不同的方法。
Out of that, the first two, Shravanam Kirtan, hearing and chant.
其中首要的两项是 Shravanam Kirtanam.聆听和唱诵。
I am chanting, you are hearing, you are chanting, I am hearing.
我在唱诵，你们在聆听，你们在唱诵，我在聆听。
This is the process. Holy name of Sri Krishna.
这边是方法，唱诵 Sri Krishna 的圣名。
So everyone can take part in it.
每个人都可以参加。
But in the has to, I'm to realize his constitutional position that he is not this matter.
一个人必须要觉悟到他的原本地位，他不是这个物质。
No water. Atma Vishishaya Upavishya Asane Jindya Yogam Atma Vishishaya. The whole process is to purify.
整个的方法是为了净化。
Now this purification process, if somebody is not able to go outside home and find out a secluded place, so do you think that his purification of his existence will not be possible?
那么这个净化的方法，如果一个人不能够离开家庭，找到一个僻静的地方，那么你认为他的生存进化是不可能吗？
No, it is impossible.
不，仍旧是可能的。
That is the contribution of Lord Chaitanya.
那是由于主其他内的贡献。
He says,
他说
that Harinama, Harinama, Harinama iva kevalam, kalo nasteva,Nasteva, Nasteva, Gati, Rannatha. Lord Chaitanya says, in this age is called Kwal, age of Kwal.
So Chaitanya 说在这个年代，这个年代被称为纷争的年代。
So he says that in this age especially, of course, this chanting of holy name,of Krishna or God, that is always throughout the history of Vedic literature you find.
他说特别是在这个年代，当然这个唱诵 Krishna 的圣名或神的圣名总是进行的，在整个伟大文献的历史中你都能发现。
But especially in this age it is recommended. Why?
但特别在这个年代才是被推荐的，为什么呢？
Now, kalo nasteva 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 gatirannatha.Three times he has said that there is no other alternative, there is no other alternative, there is no other alternative. Nasteva means there is no other alternative.
他重复了三次说没有别的方法，没有别的方法，没有别的方法。Nasteva 意思是没有别的方法。
This is the only process.
这是唯一的方法。
This is Harinama, Harinama,
Harinama iva kevalam.
He says that in this age, simply chanting of God's name, that is the only process, that is the only process, that is the only process.
他说在这个年代，只要唱诵神的圣名，那是唯一的方法，那是唯一的方法，那是唯一的方法。
And there is no other alternative, there is no other alternative, there is no other alternative.
而且没有别的方法，没有别的方法，没有别的方法。
Why does he say three times? The three times means that this yoga process was possible in the Satya Yuga.
他为什么说三遍呢？三遍意味着这个瑜伽方法在 Satya Yuga 有可能。
Kritija Dhyayato Vishnu. In those days, people called.Very easily and nicely meditate upon the Vishnu.
在那一年代，人们可以非常容易的、非常好的冥想 Vishnu.
Sometimes it is recommended the yoga system is meditation in the void.
有时候有人推荐瑜伽系统是要冥想空。
But we do not find in the Vedic literature.That yoga system is meditation on void, no.
但是我们在伟大文献中并没有发现瑜伽系统是冥想空。
It is meditation on Vishnu.
是冥想 Vishnu.
That will be explained in the Bhagavad Gita.
说的巴菩萨基特后面会解释到。
Now, after sitting in a secluded place, in a sanctified place, and according to the sitting arrangement with a tiger skin or deer skin and straw, as it is recommended, then one should sit down there.
那么当坐在一个僻静的地方，一个顺滑的地方，按照那些座位的安排，有虎皮或者鹿皮和稻草，按照所推荐那样，那么一个人应该在那里坐下来。
He should not change his asana, sitting place.
他不应该改变他的阿僧座位。
Then after sitting, what he has to do?
那么坐下之后，他要做什么呢？
He said, Samankaya Giro Swayam Samankaya Siro Girivang Dharan Achanam Sthira. Now, one has to sit down.Straight.
这里他说到，一个人必须要坐直。
One has to sit down straight so that his skull, his head, and the body, and everything should be straight like that.
他应该坐直，这样他的头骨及这个头还有身体和一切都应该是挺直的。
Samankaya Griva. Griva means his neck.
Griva 是指这个脖子。
The neck and the skull and the body should be in one straight line.
这个脖子、头骨和身体应该出一条直线。
Samankaya Siro Grivang Dharan Achalam and should not move.
而且不应该移动。
Sit down like this.
应该这样的坐下。
Sampekha Nasika Gram. And one has to see the...top portion of the nose.
而且应该看着鼻子尖。
Not that one has to close his eyes completely, no.
并不是要完全的闭上眼睛，不是的。
You cannot see.
那样你没法看。
Sampreksha Nasika Agram. You have to see the upper portion of the nose.
你要看着鼻子尖。
That means if you have seen,in some of the yogic societies, they close the eyes completely. And some of them, about 50% of them, are kneeling and sleeping. Legless.
我在一些瑜伽协会里看到，他们把眼睛完全闭上，他们中有些人大约50%是在打瞌睡，在睡觉，老是这样。
Because as soon as you close your eyes, and if you have no subject matter to think, and you have been...posted to meditate, you do not know to what to meditate, then the next result is sleeping and nothing.
因为一旦你闭上眼睛，如果你没有主题可以想，你是应该进行冥想的。如果你不知道什么该冥想，那么下个结果便是睡觉，不会有别的。
That is practical.
这是实际发生的。
So one has to sleep very somebody and was inquiringyes, of course, some of the students, they were sleeping. So, he was sarcastic, he said, are they sleeping or meditating?
有些学生在这里睡觉，因此有人讽刺地问，他们在睡觉还是在冥想？
So, I said, yes, they are meditating by lying down.
那么我说，他们是通过躺下来冥想。
Yes. So sometimes meditation goes on in sleeping.No, that is not the process. You cannot close your eyes completely.
有时候是在睡觉中冥想。不，那并不是方法。你不能把眼睛完全闭上。
Then you invite the queen and sleep and she will capture you.
那样你会邀请睡眠女王来，她会把你抓住。
Whole process will be like that. Here it is said that in order to keep yourself alive, you have to always see the upper portion of your nose.
在这里说到，为了保持你自己清醒，你应该总是看着鼻子尖。
Sampreksha nasikaga gram sang disastra anabalokan, and you cannot see that who is coming there, who is here, some tiger is coming or something is coming. No.
而且你不能够张望。谁在这里？是不是有老虎来了，或者有别的东西来了？
No fear.
不应该没有恐惧。
Because you are put in a Himalaya, in a secluded place, and a sanctified place, so you haven't got to, any, for any other reason, you haven't got to, to move your neck.
因为你是处于喜马拉雅山，在一个僻静的地方，在一个圣号的地方，你不应该为了任何原因而移动你的脖子。
Well, that is not possible in the society.
而这在社会中是做不到的。
You must have to go in a secluded place.
你一定得去一个僻静的地方。
There are so many disturbance. That one disturbance is there, and I have to look who is there.
有那么多的干扰，一旦有了干扰，我一定得去看谁在那里。
This is the position here.
这是这里的情况。
Here it is said that you cannot move your head. You have to sit down straight. That your neck.And skull and body should be in one straight line.
但这里说到，你不能移动你的头，你要坐直，这样你的脖子、头骨和身体可以出一条直线。
And you have to see the upper portion of your nose always. That is the system.
而且你应该总是看着你的鼻子尖，这是系统。
Prasantatma vigata bhi brahmachari bratesikaha.Then one should be undisturbed in mind.
而且一个人的心意不能够不安。
The man who is always disturbed in mind, he cannot perform yoga.
一个心意总是不安定的人，他不能练习瑜伽。
That is not possible.
这是不可能的。
And because of he.He means fear, fearfulness. One who has no fear.
还有 ，vigata bhi, bhi 意思是恐惧。一个人应该没有恐惧。
If he has got fear, then how he can go out of home in the jungle?
如果一个人有恐惧的话，他怎么能够离开家庭到丛林里去呢
？That is not possible.
那是不可能的。
That is another qualification for executing yoga.
这是练习瑜伽的另外一项资格。
Not only for yoga, any person who is trying to elevate himself in the spiritual life, he has to become fearless. Vigata bhi.
不仅仅练习瑜伽，任何一个想在灵性上提升自己的人，他必须得变得没有恐惧。Vigata bhi.
And brahmachari vrata sthita. Brahmachari vrata means celibate.No sex life at all.
Brahmachari Vrata 意思是独身，没有任何性生活。
Complete depravity.
完全禁止。
Brahmachari Vrata. Vrata means with a vow. That I will have no sex life. With a vow.
Vrata 意思是发一个誓，我不进行性生活。
Such person can execute yoga system.
这样的人可以练习瑜伽系统。
Prasantatma vigata bhi brahmachari vratasthita manas sangyamya. When the atma is, there is no demand. When you have no demand, then your mind is naturally becomes controlled.
应该没有需求。当你没有需求的时候，你的心意自然的能够受到控制。
Manas sangyamya machitya. Now doing all these things,The next item is mat chitta. Krishna says mat to transfer the whole thinking to Krishna or Vishnu.
那么做到所有这一切之后，下一项是 mat chitta. Krishna 说 mat 要把整个的思想转向 Krishna 或 Vishnu.
Not vacant.
并不是虚空。
Mat chitta. So.If that is the system of yoga, machitta, yukta asita matvara, machitta and yukta asita matvara, always thinking of me, of Vishnu, always thinking of
me. 这是瑜伽的方法 machitta 和 yukta asita matvara, 总是想着我即 Vishnu, 总是想着我。
So now that one who is in Krishna consciousness, he gets the opportunity of the highest yoga system, but he hasn't got to take the trouble of the process.
因此，一个处于 Krishna 世界中的人，他得到了最高的瑜伽系统的机会，但他不用经历这些方法的痛苦。
That is the beauty of Krishna consciousness.
那是 Krishna 世界的美丽所在。
Yes, the whole thing is coming down. The Lord says, "Machitta."
这里是一切的要点。主说 ，Machitta.
The mind should be engaged.In Vishnu.
心应该从事于 Vishnu.
The yogi, the real yogi who goes to the forest, to the secluded place, he thinks of the Chaturbhuj Vishnu, that will be explained here.
一个真正的瑜伽师，他到森林里去，到一个僻静的地方，想着 Chaturbhuj Vishnu, 这里会进一步解释。
Mana sanyama machitya jitta asita matpara. Jinjan neva sadatmanam yogi niyatamanasaha. Jinjan neva, by prosecuting the process of yoga in such a way, the sitting place, the bodily requisition, brahmachari, celibacy, secluded place, and sitting straight and looking on the uppermost part of the nose, these are the sitting process.
通过练习这样的练习瑜伽，这些坐的地方、身体的要求、把我们掐住、独身、僻静的地方、坐直、看着鼻子尖等等，这些都是坐的方法。
And mind should be concentrated on Vishnu.
而且心应该集中于 Vishnu.
This is the meditation practice.
这是冥想的方法。
Devam sadatmana yogi niyatamanasa. Niyatamanas means one who has thus controlled his mind.
Niyatamanasa 意思是一个这样控制了他的心意的人。
The whole process is, yogic process is simply to control the mind.
整个的瑜伽过程只是为了控制心意。
Yoga, indriya sanyama, not only mind, but all these senses.All the senses, they should be under control. And controlling the senses, the mind should be engaged in Vishnu.
而且控制了感官，心应该从事于体内的 Vishnu.
Within Vishnu, we have God, Paramatma, the Super Soul, Vishnu, and we have to concentrate in that way.
我们有 Vishnu, Paramatma, 超灵。我们要像那样的集中于他。
Then shanti nirvana paramar moksha sthamavigacchati. Then he becomes peaceful after extinguishing this material life.
那么，在消灭了这个物质生活之后，他变得平和。
This material life.Is just like fire. It has been compared with the forest fire.
物质生活就像火一样，它被比作森林大火。
As the forest fire automatically takes place, nobody goes to set fire. Similarly, in this material world, even if you try to live very peacefully and without quarreling with any other man, the place is such nuisance.That will not be able to live in peace anywhere within this universe. That is the process.
正如森林大火会自动的发生，不需要有人去放火。同样的，在这个物质世界里，即便你想生活得非常平和，不和任何人争吵，这个地方是这么讨厌，你根本做不到，在宇宙里任何地方都无法生活得平和。
But one who is transcendentally situated.Either by the yogic process or by the process of empiric knowledge, or by bhakti yoga.
但是一个处于超然地位的人，或者是通过瑜伽的方法，或者通过经验性的知识的方法，或者通过 bhakti yoga 的方法，通过任何这一方法。
Either of these processes, there may be a little difference at the ultimate end, but all these three processes.They are meant for transcendental life.
这些方法可能终极目标有一点不同，但是说这些方法都是为了超然的生活。
So any process, if you make it perfect, then really we get peace.
任何方法，如果你能使它完美，那么你能真正的得到和平。
Peace. The only difference is that this yogic process as described in the Bhagavad Gita, it is not possible to be executed in this age.
唯一的区别是在《博伽梵歌》中描写的瑜伽系统。在这个年代是做不到的。
Therefore, the next alternative is this Hari Kirtan, as Lord Chaitanya recommends and devises.
那么下项选择便是这个 Hari Kirtan, 正如主铁坦尼亚推荐和设计的。
We can practically see that Kirtan, this Kirtan, you can go on for hours together, you feel not tired.But if you are asked to sit down in the posture as recommended in the Bhagavad Gita for executing yoga system, oh, hardly you can spare some minutes.
而且你实际上可以看到，这个 Kirtan 你可以进行几个小时都不会累。但如果你被要求像不在梵歌中推荐那样坐下来练习瑜伽，你连几分钟都做不到。
So.Shanti Nibbana Parama Mathana Vigacchit. And after extinguishing this material life, then what is next?
那么结束了物质生活之后，下一个是什么呢？
Next is not void. It's not impersonal void, as they say.
接下去并不是空，像他们所说那样是非人格的空。
Bhagavad Gita does not say like that.
Bhagavad Gita 不是这么说的。
Bhagavad Gita said, Mastha, Masthavadiyachati. He enters into my establishment.
Bhagavad Gita 说道，他进入我的居所。
Samstham means establishment.
Samstham 意思是居所。
Now when you speak of establishment, suppose a big man, he has got establishment, that means it is not void.
假如说有个大人物，他有居所，那意味着他并不是空。
Establishment means there are varieties of engagement.
在居所里意味着有很多的从事活动。
Unless it cannot be samstham.
要不然它不可能是 samstham.
So here it is clearly said that samstham adigacchati, one attains to the kingdom of God.Where spiritual varieties are there.
因此这里清楚地说到，一个人获得神的国度，在那里有灵性的多样性。
They are not varietyless, otherwise the Lord would not have said that samstham.
在那里并不缺乏多样性，要不然主在这里不会说 samstham.
There is a regular establishment, just like you have got.A regular establishment in your household affairs. Similarly, the Lord has a regular household establishment in the spiritual world.
那是正常的居所，正如你在你的家居生活中有正常的居所，同样的，主在灵性的世界也有他的正常的家居的居所。
These processes are simply to qualify himself to enter into that establishment. That's all.
这些方法只是为了使一个人能有资格进入那个居所。
We are all belong to that establishment, but being forgetful, we are now in this material world.
我们都属于那一居所，但是出于遗忘，我们现在在这个物质世界。
Just like some of us becomes crazy.And he is, goes to the lunatic asylum. Similarly, those who become crazy, so spiritual identities, they are put into this lunatic asylum, which is called material world.
正如有的人变得疯狂，得去精神病院，同样的，那些灵性的个体变得疯狂，被置于这个精神病院，这被称为物质世界。
This is a sort of lunatic asylum. Everything. is being done not very safely, you see.
这是一种精神病院，在这里所做的一切都不是非常理智的。
So we have to get out of this lunatic asylum and enter into the kingdom of God, Sri Krishna.
因此我们必须得走出这个精神病院，进入神Sri Krishna的居所。
Now Sri Krishna is personally teaching what is his kingdom, what he is, what you are, and what is your relationship with Krishna.
Sri Krishna 在亲自的教导什么是他的国度，他是谁，你是谁，你和 Krishna 的关系是什么。
This everything is being taught in the Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita 里面教导了一切。
And a sane man, a intelligent man, must take advantage of these processes.
一个理智的人，一个智慧的人，一定得好好利用这些方法。
Then, Lord Krishna says, "Natas, natas, natasa jurasti." Anyone who eats more than necessary, he cannot perform yoga.
接下去，这 Krishna 说，一个吃的比所需要的要多的人，他不能练习瑜伽。
Natasa asnatasya yogasti na nacha oikantam anasnata. If person willfully trying to keep himself in starvation, he cannot perform yoga. Neither the person who eats more than he requires, he also cannot perform yoga.
一个自作主张的使自己挨饿的人，他不能够练习瑜伽。那吃比自己所需要多的人，也不能练习瑜伽。
The eating process should be moderate.
进食应该非常有节制。
Only for keeping the body and soul together.
只是为了使身体和灵魂在一起。
Not for enjoyment of the tongue.
不是为了舌头的享受。
So that is a real yogi process.But you cannot eat very palatable things.
那是真正的瑜伽过程，你不能吃非常可口的食物。
Because as soon as palatable things come before us, naturally, if I take one, I must take two, three, four.
因为一旦可口的食物到了我面前，自然的，如果我吃了一份，我会要吃两份、三份、四份。
So far yogis, as yogis are concerned, they cannot.Take any palatable, desirable thing. They have to simply take only the necessities.
因此，那些瑜伽士们，他们不能吃可口的、所欲望的食物，他们只是吃那些必要的。
Some of the yogis, there was one yogi in Calcutta, of course, in a temple, in a sanctified place. He was taking once.Only a little quantity of rice, boiled with water, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he was taking.
那我见过一个瑜伽师在加尔各答，他是在一个庙里，在一个圣化的地方，他一天只是吃一次非常少量的在水里煮过的米饭，在下午3点钟吃。
That was his food, nothing more.
那是他唯一的食物，没有别的。
Nothing more. So.Nati asnatastu yogasti nachikanta masasnata nati sapnasilasta. If anyone dreams very much, he cannot also execute.
还有，如果一个人做梦做得过多，他也不能够练习。
Now, here Sri Krishna does not say that there is dreamless sleep.
这里 Sri Krishna 并没有说存在无梦的睡眠。
Dreamless sleep cannot be possible. It is not possible. If
无梦的睡眠是不可能的。
Somebody says dreamless sleep, it is also another lunacy.
如果有人说无梦的睡眠，那是另外一种疯狂。
No. Dream there must be, more or less.
不，肯定会有梦的，或多或少。
As soon as you go asleep, dream there must be.
一旦你入睡，一定会有梦。
That may be good dream, bad dream, or for long time, or little time, but dream there must be.
可能有好梦，可能有噩梦，可能是长时间，可能短时间，但肯定会有梦。
Krishna says that na cha oti sapna sila sa that means one who dreams very much while sleeping, he cannot execute yoga.
Krishna 说，一个在睡觉的时候做梦做得非常多的人，他不能练习瑜伽。
No, jagrata naiva tarjana, and one who cannot sleep at night.
还有一个在晚上不能睡觉的人也不能练习。
I've got a young friend, he cannot sleep. So, for him it is not yoga, for yoga class it is not possible. He may not down here. So, sleep also required.
我有一个年轻的朋友，他无法睡觉，因此对于他瑜伽方法也是不可能的，睡觉也是必须的。
He cannot remain without sleeping. That is also required.
你不能总是不睡觉，睡觉是要求的。
That means somehow or other, you should keep your body fit.
这意味着这样或那样的，你应该使你的身体健康。
You should not eat more.You shall not voluntarily starve. You shall not be voluntarily awake. And if you keep yourself peaceful, then you will not sleep. You will not dream also.
你不应该吃得过多，你不应该自作主张的挨饿，也不应该自作主张的熬夜等等。如果你使自己平和，那么你便不会做梦。
Being one day, while is very much agitated, then we see so many dreams due to the air which is coming out of agitated bile.
当胆子受到激动之后，我们便会做很多梦，由于从受激动的胆子里面出来的气。
And if you keep yourself peaceful, cool mind, cool head, cool, stomach, then there ordinary sleep. So here it is said.That na cha oti sapna sila sa jagrata naiva charjuna.
如果能使自己平和，保持头脑冷静，胃部冷静，那么自然会有正常的睡眠。
Again, he repeats, juttahar viharasa yoga chistasa jutta chistasa karmasu. Now, here again,He says, Jukta Chestasya Karmasu.
在这里他又说到 Jukta Chestasya Karmasu.
Now, if a yogi has to go away from home, then where is the question of karma?
如果一个瑜伽师必须要离开家庭，那么哪里还有 karma 的问题？
Karma. That means, sometimes those who arePracticing yoga at home, for him, it is said, that is jukta chestasya karmasu.
这意味着有时候有人在家里练习瑜伽，那么对他说到 jukta chestasya karmasu.
If you want to be a yogi at home, then your other engagement should be moderate.
如果你想成为一个在家的瑜伽师，那么你其他的活动应该有节制。
You cannot engage.For earning your living very heavily, and at the same time you can become a yogi. No, that is not.
你不能够一方面非常努力的工作赚钱养家，一方面又成为瑜伽师，那是不可能的。
That is not possible. Jukta har viharasa. You should eat very moderately. You should gratify your senses very moderately, and you are.Work should be anxiety less, you should not dream more, and you should not be awake. These are the rules.
你的进食应该非常有节制，你应该很有节制地满足你的感官，你的工作应该是没有忧虑的，你不应该做梦做得过多，你也不能够熬夜，这些都是规则。
Then yoga process will be successful.
那样的话，瑜伽方法才能成功。
जदा विनियतं चित्तं आत्मनि एव अवतिष्ठते निष्प्रिया सर्वकामेभ्यः युक्तः इत्युच्यते तदा Now, what is the sign that one has attained perfection in yoga?
那么获得了瑜伽的完美的迹象什么呢？
The Lord says, Jada Vinyatam Chittam. Chittam means your heart or your consciousness.
就是说 Jada Vinyatam Chittam. Chittam 意思是你的心或你的知觉。
When it is self-control, consciousness is completely under your control. You do not become dependent on the dictation of your mind, but mind becomes under your control.
当你是自我控制的，自觉完全处于你的控制之下，你不仅不受轻易的支配，而心意完全处于你的控制之下。
Yada vinirtam chittam atmaneva avatishtate, and mind does not go out, because the yogi's principal business is to think of Krishna or Vishnu always.
而且心意不会走出去，因为瑜伽师的主要的任务便是想着 Krishna 或者 Vishnu， 总是想着。
So yogi cannot allow his mind to go out.
因此 ，yogi 不能够让他的心意走出去。
That is possible in Krishna consciousness.
那在 Krishna 世界中能够做到。
When we are engaged in Krishna consciousness, always engaged in Krishna service, naturally.My mind cannot go out besides Krishna.
当我们从事于 Krishna 的知觉，总是从事于 Krishna 的服务，那么自然的，我的心意不能够走出 Krishna 之外。
Besides Krishna, the mind is automatically controlled.
心意自动的受到控制。
Nispriha, sarvakame bha, and you shall have no desire.For material sense gratification.
而且你应该没有物质感官享受的欲望。
Sarva kama bha. Kama means material desires.
Karma 意思是物质的欲望。
And sarva, all kinds of.
Sarva 意思是各种各样的。
That means if you are in Krishna consciousness, then you have no other desires.
这意味着如果你处于 Krishna 世界，那么你没有其他的欲望。
So your desire.Desireless you cannot be.
你不可能成为没有欲望。
That is not possible.
那是不可能的。
Desireless means here it is clearly said. Sarva kamebha. Kamebha means desire for sense gratification.
这里清楚地说到 Sarva kamebha. Kamebha 意思是感官享受的欲望。
That is to be purified.
那应该被净化。
But desire...To serve Krishna, that is very good, very nice thing.
但是欲望服务 Krishna, 那是非常好的。
So we have to transfer the desire.
因此我们必须要转移欲望。
This is called Krishna consciousness.
这被称为 Krishna 知觉。
Desire we cannot kill.
我们不可能消灭欲望。
This is not possible.
这是不可能的。
I am a living being. Desire is my constant companion.
我是个生物体。欲望是我永恒的伴侣。
So therefore, Krishna consciousness means to purify the desire.
因此 ，Krishna 知觉意味着净化欲望。
Why? How is that? Without sarvakamebha, without desiring for material sense gratification, I can desire so many things for Krishna service.
怎么样做到呢？不带 sarvakamebha， 不带物质感官享受的欲望。我可以为 Krishna 的服务而欲望那么多东西。
There are so many things. Suppose, just like take for example, eating.
比如说进食。
Eating, we want palatable dishes, very good. But you prepare the palatable foodstuff for Krishna.
我们要可口的食物，非常好，但是你要为。Krishna 准备可口的食物。
For Krishna, you prepare hundreds of palatable. Don't think that it is being prepared for me.
为了 Krishna, 你可以准备成百上千可口的菜肴，不要想这是为我准备的。
For one who prepares foodstuff for Krishna, he has to take very precaution.
因此，一个为 Krishna 准备食物的人，他必须非常的小心预防。
That is being prepared for Krishna.
这是为 Krishna 准备的。
Sometimes I therefore ask the students, sir, don't touch your mouth, don't very clearly, very sanctifiedly, because it is being serious.
因此有时候我会要求我的学生不要碰你的嘴，不要这样，非常清洁，非常圣化的。
So, now that desire that Krishna will eat such nice cake and such nice rice, so the whole thing is prepared in Krishna consciousness and when it is offered to Krishna, you taste.
因此带着这种欲望， Krishna 能够吃这么好的糕点，这么好的米饭，整个东西是在 Krishna 事业中准备的，而且最后被供奉给 Krishna， 在那之后你会品尝。
So your karma is already sacrificed because in the, from the very beginning you thinking that it is being prepared for Krishna.
你的 karma 已经被深化了，因为从一开始你便想着这是为 Krishna 准备的。
You have no desire.
你并不欲望他。
But Krishna is so merciful.That he gives you the foodstuff for your eating.
但 Krishna 是这么仁慈，他把食物给你，让你吃。
So your desire is already fulfilled.
因此你的欲望已经被满足了。
You do not desire it, but Krishna's mercy is so that it can fulfill you.
你并不欲望他，但 Krishna 是这样的仁慈，他能够满足你的欲望。
Nishya sarvakamibha yutta ittuchyate.Tada, at that time, when one has molded his life in such a way, then he is to be understood that he has attained perfection in the yoga system.
到了那个时候，当一个人把他的生活塑造成这个样子，那么他应该被理解为是已经获得了瑜伽系统的完美。
Simply routine work, doing some exercise,that is not the yoga system as far as Bhagavad Gita is concerned.
仅仅是作为日常的活动，做一些练习，那并不是《不掉梵歌》中所讲的瑜伽。
Now, yatha dīpa nivātastha nengate supamās mṛtaha yogina yata cittasya jinyato yogamātmanaha. Just like a lampWhen it is not agitated by the wind, the flame is straight. Similarly, the mind should not be agitated.
正如一盏灯，当它不被风所扰动的时候，火焰是挺直的。同样的，心也不应该被扰动。
That flame is very nice when it is stand straight without being moved by the wind.
当火焰是挺直向上，不被风扰动的时候，那是非常好的。
That flame is very nice. That example is given here.
这里举了这么个例子。
The flame is so susceptible to wind. There is a little agitation, it moves.
火焰是非常容易受风的影响的，有一点扰动，特别会移动。
So similarly, our mind is also so susceptible to material desires. That a little moment can change the whole thing.
这样的，我们的心也是这么的容易受物质欲望的影响，只要有一点欲动，便能改变整个。
Change, Buddhanta Indriya Grama Vidyamsa Vikarshati. Little change. In the Vedic language, it is forbidden for a yogi or those who are transcendental because he has to remain brahmachari bratisthita.
在伟大语言中规定，对一个瑜伽师或者那些超人主义者应该禁止某些事情，因为他应该保持 brahmachari vrittisthita。
brahmachari there are two kinds of brahmachari。
有两种 brahmachari。
one who is leading a complete celibacy, complete free from sex life, he is called brahmachari。
一种是过完全的独身生活，完全免于性生活的人，他被称为 brahmachari。
another brahmachari。Grihastha Brahmachari.
另一种 Brahmachari 是 Grihastha Brahmachari.
Yeah, he has got his wife